And then that's also where it massively unraveled that, it was a 6-day work week. Nobody's going to pay you six figures and not own you for six figures for the most part. And so it just kind of started to slowly unravel where, I was even waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And my wife was telling me, don't, she would say it in a way that I was taking it wrong. And so she would say, just quit. We don't need this. But the way she was saying it, I was interpreting it as she doesn't, I've never quit anything in the military. I don't care how cold, how hot, how tired, we were. I've just, it was never an option, right? Like doing the 12-mile road march for air assault school, like quitting is not an option. I've, you see people dragging stuff, get across. So for me, it was like, wow, my own spouse feels like she doesn't have faith in my abilities. And so I just started to quickly unravel. And that's where I was like, okay, getting the job isn't transitioning. It's usually what happens after you get the job, the transition starts to take place, right? Like, who is your tribe around you? How do you deal with, really, essentially, you're going through a midlife crisis, but also an identity crisis. How's your spouse handling that? And so all that stuff just kind of came to a head where about 14 months, where I said, I need to tell other people how this really is. Like, it wasn't, it wasn't as easy of a transition, even though it was seamless. Like, I had 138 days of terminal leave. I literally took off the uniform, did my retirement ceremony May 26, and went to work 1 June. So there was no time for me to unpack who, what did I want to do? Did I really even understand what the job was? I was just so focused that I have to earn six figures because that's, if I don't earn that, then I'm not earning up to my, I'm not feeling valued. Like my number, my worth was tied to that. My value and worth was tied to that number. And that was kind of, I said, man, I got to tell people this. And that's where I started telling the story on LinkedIn. Like, hey, man, like it's not hard to get a job. It's often what happens, after you get the job. Did you understand what that commitment was? All these different things start to kind of present themselves. And that's where I start trying to tell the story.